now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Marin Durant, sophomore Alex Giannaros following BU's quarterfinal win over Loyola Maryland. Coach, we'll have you start off with an opening statement on the win.
Really just gritty win. We made some really good adjustments in the second half defensively, and I thought that's what won us the game. We really locked in on Lex Theron, who's a tremendous player. I thought we did a good job on Dixon in the second half. I don't think she scored in the second half at all. So I thought we really just got into them defensively, and then our offense just started falling. I thought we just missed some shots we normally make in the first half, and then the second half we just shot the ball much, much better. The way we shared the basketball today, 20 assists on 25 made baskets is just tremendous, and that's more what our style of basketball is.
We'll open up the questions from the media. If you could, please introduce yourself before your first question, your publication, and who you are addressing your question to. We'll start off with you, Charlie.
Charlie DeMatteo, W2. It's kind of all three of you. Obviously, no Caitlin tonight. How did each of you mentally prepare for this? I know Marin, probably you're going to have to take a bit more load down low. Alex probably knew that the outside was going to open up a bit more, and Coach, you had to manage kind of playing Sam a bit more and dealing with that. So how did each of you guys kind of deal with that?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, obviously Caitlin's a huge part of our team, but when she needs time to recover, all of us are more than capable of stepping up. So I thought we all did a really good job of that tonight.
Alex?
Yeah, I mean, of course she is a big part of our team, but like Marin said, that everyone stepped up and everyone knows their role, especially when we know things are missing. We got to do things that we don't normally do, but I think everybody played well tonight and did things that they usually do, and it just worked out for us, yeah.
Yeah, I think with Caitlin out, we knew the rebounding piece I thought was going to be the most significant. Marin having 15 boards was just tremendous. Her career high in blocks, so obviously, Caitlin, defensive player of the year, Marin stepped up big time with that, with the 8 blocks, especially against Lex inside. So I thought, like they just said, I thought everyone stepped up. I think we made the adjustment to play Lauren at the 4 a little bit. She got hot in the first half and hit some threes. They weren't able to sag off of her. So I thought Lauren stepped up too and played some minutes at a place she's not completely used to or comfortable with. And it was successful for us.
Alex, 18 points for you tonight. That you got 18 points against Loyola Maryland last time, except you led the team in scoring tonight. Was it just a big game, mental preparation? What kind of went into your performance tonight?
The bigs running their lanes in transition really opened up the outside for me. So everyone just moving the ball. And like Coach said before, we really take great shots when we move the ball around. And it just happened to be my night, yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah, hi, so I'm Staples GBH News. Marin, Alex, this is for both of y'all. Nigerian tournament play, how important was it to have a home court advantage, knowing that you'll have that as long as you're in the tournament?
Yeah, obviously I think it's a credit to where we put ourselves in the regular season. We know that it's a huge advantage to be at home and to play in front of our crowd, so very helpful for the upcoming games and tonight.
I think especially after last season, having to go out to American and losing some games that we shouldn't have in the conference season, I think it really pushed us this year to be able to get that home court advantage so we can play like we just did, have our family around, and just do what we know how to do when we're here.
It was a tough start to the game shooting-wise from deep. Did you guys kind of have the mindset that they were going to fall? You guys were getting good looks, you were moving the ball, and it was just a matter of time?
Yeah, I mean, we've shot the ball pretty well almost every single game that we've played in conference this year. At that point, you just got to keep shooting. There's nothing that's going to stop us, and we know that. We kind of came out with that mentality, even in the second half. After the first half that we did have, we just kept shooting. And eventually, they have to fall, especially when they're wide open like they were.
I think the biggest thing, too, we talked about with that is just understanding the percentages, and the percentage are going to fall in place. I thought they hit some really tough shots in the first half. It was similar playing Holy Cross at home. They shot in the 60s in the first half. We were down 15. And it was you got to be able to think about and play the percentages in that and understand it's going to fall back your way. The likelihood of it falling back your way in the second half.
Marin, for you, this is the third Patriot League tournament that you've seen. What feels special about this specific Patriot League compared to the previous two that you have played in?
Yeah, I mean, this year in general has been really special, but I think the most special thing about it is just the momentum that we have, and obviously as well, that's because of our camaraderie as a team. Just the togetherness has been really helpful throughout the entire year, so Yeah.
We'll take two more questions.
Alex, you know, as a shooter, you get hot like that. I mean, is it just catch and shoot immediately when you get the ball? Can you just take me through your thought process when you went out there? What was it? Five in a row at one point? What's your thought process?
After the first three that I missed, I was kind of just like, you know, I just got to keep going. They were open looks, like I wasn't trying to force anything. And at some point, like I said before, like I knew that they were going to fall at some point. And when teammates are finding me and I'm wide open, I'm not going to like pass up a good shot.
Last one.
Coach, I got to ask about the Coach of the Year honor. What has it, what does that mean to you? And also, how can you kind of redirect your coaching style into this team?
I think, you know, it's a proud moment, but not just for me. I think that's a reflection of my entire staff. It's a reflection of the team, how well they've been doing. I talk to my staff a lot about all the hard work they're putting into all these scouts. They're up all hours of the night preparing us for these games and things like that. So it takes a village. And so that's not just an award that's a reflection of me. It's, like I said, the entire team and the whole staff, the entire program, and all the things that happen behind the scenes kind of thing. So, you know, just I feel really lucky to be at BU and to be with a team like this who they play really hard every day. I don't have to coach effort at all. So that's really fun. And I think we're very talented. And this year has just been a very special year and breaking a lot of records and things like that. But that's really a testament of these guys and the work they put into it. Makes me look good.